Moving on to talk about Saturday and Sal De Vea, what can we expect from the Argentinian?
I think you can expect what you'd expect from all Argentinians, a real tough kid. I don't think technically he's going to be in Kell Brook's league. I think he's going to come for 12 rounds if he can. He punches hard. He's going to try and knock Kell Brook out. He's going to try and back him up, force him around the ring. He would have watched the Carson Jones fight and thought, oh, if I can take him to the later rounds, he's going to tire. Big mistake with this Kell Brook, because this Kell Brook is a different animal. You know, he's ready for 12 rounds, 3 minutes of every round. And I think he's gonna just put in a dazzling performance. And I can see him stopping Sal De Vea in the mid to late rounds, because Sal De Vea is just going to come forward, throwing those big bombs. And I think Kell's going to be too slick, too strong and too fit for him.
You mentioned the new Kell Brook. Obviously, you made those changes after the Carson Jones fight. Just tell me about what those changes have involved.
Well, mainly just about all-round preparation, you know, everything down from his nutrition to his strength and conditioning. He wasn't eating right, he wasn't doing the weight right. He'd get to a stage where he was probably a month out and he was behind on his weight, therefore he couldn't train to the full intensity that he should be training, therefore he wasn't fit, he was losing too much weight just before the weigh-in, he wasn't hydrated for the fight, all kinds of different things, you know, and really it was a case of just bringing in the best people to virtually live with him, virtually cook for him, you know, do all his strength and conditioning. And the team's been fantastic, and he's smiling, he's eating, he's drinking, you know, and he's just in a real great place at the moment. He's just got that look in his eye that just says, I know, you know. And before I've seen his fight, before that Carson Jones fight, I knew what kind of fight that was going to be, because I saw him in the morning of the weigh-in, and he'd lost a lot of weight too quickly, you know. And you can't do that, you know, you can't have these tough fights. He's only 26, and you don't want too many of those fights. Those fights can come later. But the preparation has been amazing. Dominic Ingles has just been fantastic, and nothing could have gone better. Every fighter will tell you the camp's been amazing, but you know, you're just going to have to tune in and watch on Saturday night.
And what's Kell Brook's mental state?
Brilliant, because he's so happy. You know, as a sportsman, there's nothing worse than standing on the starting line, or you know, on the first tee, or walking into the ring, knowing that you haven't prepared properly. When you know you've prepared properly, you can just go in there and do your thing. You can let your skill take over. And that's what he can do on Saturday night. He can be the fighter he is. He can be the fighter he wants to be, because he's got the engine. And Kell Brook with an engine is a frightening thought.
Dominic Ingles said that he's not going to put Kell in unless he's in the form of his life. Would you consider him to be in the form of his life right now?
Yeah, I think honestly, the British public have only seen 50 or 60% of Kell Brook. I really do. And I think you're going to probably see more like 90%. And there's still room for improvement. We've just started this new journey in terms of preparation. So he's going to get better and better. But I think you're just going to see a different Kell Brook on Saturday night.
Moving on to talk a bit about Jamie McDonnell, a late change to his opponent.
Yeah, frustrating. But, you know, the key was, this is a final eliminator for the world title. So we've worked tirelessly over the weekend with the IBF to find a replacement. Darwin Zamora, stylistically, actually a much more interesting fight. He's a big, big puncher, but he has been knocked out himself. He's basically got an opportunity of a lifetime to come and try and grab a shot at a world title. So Jamie McDonald sold bundles of tickets. He's had great support from Doncaster. It's going to be a great atmosphere and a real great opportunity for Jamie, who I think could be a real star of British boxing if he's guided properly, because he looks the part. He's an exciting fighter. You know, and again, just on the verge of a world title fight.
But he's not been in the ring since March, has he? Do you have any concerns about his fitness if it goes the full length?
No, he's a young guy and he's fit. You know, I think he's chomping at the bit. The thought for him of stepping out into the arena, he tells me, it gives him goosebumps every time he thinks about it. I think he's going to thrive on that. I think he's going to stand there. I think he's going to soak it all up. I think he's going to really put in a great performance.
And if he does come through Saturday, who would he go on and face?
Well, he'd face the IBF champion. They're actually talking about him vacating the title, so he could be in line for a shot at the vacant title. But, you know, first things first, get that job done, and I think he can look for a world title fight as soon as the spring next year.
Finally completing the undercard, we've got Kenny Anderson taking on Robin Reid for the vacant British super middleweight title. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, Robin Reid, you know, I think he's 42 now, former world champion, tough as old boots. He's fought everyone. You know, Froch he's been in with, McGee's been in with, Calzaghe he's been in with. So all these fighters he's fought. And now he wants to come back and win the Lonsdale belt. He's had two very good wins. Kenny Anderson is a great fighter, only lost once. He prepared for 2 or 3 weeks for a late call-up for a George Groves fight. He's been waiting for that Groves rematch for so long, and now he gets a shot at the British title. That fight for me could be fight of the night. It'll be an absolute all-out war. And that's the first fight of transmission at 8 o'clock. We've got 6 other fights happening before that. You know, a lot of our young prospects fighting. But that fight for me, Anderson Reid, could be a real barn burner.